Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. You can join us live on our Zoom church each Sunday at 10 a.m. or listen Sunday evening at 8 here on Blog Talk to our audio recording. And now let's prepare our hearts for worship and celebrate our God of love. Good afternoon and welcome to our service of worship on this Sunday, February 6th. Today we're celebrating the Feast of the Presentation of our Lord in the Temple. Our homilist today is yours truly, Archbishop Deb, and our celebrant is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier. And now let us get our hearts and minds ready to receive God into our midst.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this Sunday of the Presentation of our Lord. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for the joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise, Selah. Happy are those whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. As they grow through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. O Lord of God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our shield, O God. Look on the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than live in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He bestows favors and honor. No good thing does the Lord without from whom those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, happy is everyone who trusts in you. Strong and mighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus, the presentation of your Son in the temple was the first entrance into the place of sacrifice. Grant that, trusting in his offering upon the cross to forgive our sins and uphold us in the time of trial, we may sing your praises and live in the light of your salvation. Jesus Christ. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Hebrews. Since, therefore, the children share flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same things, so that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself was tested by what he suffered. He's able to help those who are being tested. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. I think we all know what it feels like to want something so intensely, so achingly, and know that we have to wait for it. It may be a pressing concern that needs an answer or a resolution. It may be a goal that we want to achieve. It may be something that we want, like a certain job or that perfect pair of shoes or even a healing. But for whatever reason, for timing, for lack of money, for a lack of opportunity, so many steps to accomplish it, obstacles to clear, it just doesn't seem possible right now. There are many reasons why we have to wait for that thing that we want to come to us. Waiting is hard. Some of us are not very good at it. Just look at the angry people across the country today who are fed up waiting for life to get back to normal. They're tired of waiting, as if demanding it will make the current Omicron wave go away. So waiting is hard. We've certainly been in a time of waiting through this pandemic. We've followed the protocol. We have gotten vaccinated. We've stayed home to avoid getting sick or getting others sick. We have waited. And we're still waiting. Although now it looks like there might be an end to this pandemic side of COVID. We've learned a lot about how we personally handle waiting and all the restrictions have meant to us. Some have handled it all patiently. Others have jumped into trucks to express their discontent. And in our church, there have been some members who've gone to other groups with fewer demands because they didn't want to follow the protocol about keeping couples and themselves safe. And we bless them all to their good. Waiting can be challenging. Everyone's lives have been affected over these 2 years, and everyone is weary. Not if you're weary. I'm weary. I'm weary of this. We're all weary. But waiting can be a wonderful thing, too. I remember when I was 9 or 10, I wanted a real guitar. I had a Mickey Mouse guitar. I had a guitar I made out of cardboard. I played air guitar. In fact, I still do. I wanted a real guitar so badly. I likely asked my parents every day for one. I was a musical kid. I was in choirs. I played drums on various kitchen pots. I wanted a real guitar. My family had a very tight budget. And I know now that that was an expenditure that was really not in the cards. But back then, I only knew I wanted a guitar. In an attempt to distract me, my mother sacrificed her hard-earned green stamps. Remember those saving stamps? And she got me a melodica. That's a keyboard kind of thing that you blow into, and it's kind of cool. It distracted me for a while, but it was not a guitar. A long time passed, and when you're a kid, every day can seem like a year. So I'm really not sure how long it was, but it was a long time. I waited a long time. And then that Christmas morning, when I was 10, there was a strangely shaped present under the tree. And I can still remember that joy as I tore the paper. And it was a brown guitar, a real guitar, just my size. Now, the strings hurt when I pushed, but that did not stop me. I loved it, and I was so very grateful. I set the table, and I helped my brother and sister whenever I was asked. I was so grateful. That was a lot. So when we get what we have been waiting for, it can be an incredible high. It can seem like a miracle. Depending on what it is, it can be a huge relief, a source of happiness, an answer to prayer. And it dispels all those voices in our heads that whisper, you don't deserve it.
Does it taste okay?
Oh, that's too much. It probably won't happen. You've heard those voices in your head too, I'm sure.
Only put like 3 quotes in.
But when we're patient, when we can wait with a belief that it will happen, it's just a matter of when, then unless it's a huge ask, and even Bishop Jean would disagree with this, like you want to win $1 billion, we do draw it to us. That's like the old saying, be careful what you wish for. When the timing is right, amazing things can happen. If it's a holy request, if it's a prayer to God, well, that's even more reason to wait on the movement of God's Spirit and know it shall be. When we look at our faith story, or the story of our faith, we hear about people who are waiting on God to act in their lives all through the Old Testament and the New Testament. They're waiting on God to help them, to deliver them from oppression, from challenges. And we call that salvation history, the story of the ways in which God breaks through and saves and restores those who call upon divine assistance. People of great faith, like the story of Noah, who waited out the flood with his ark full of creatures. They are rewarded for their waiting with the dove returning with the sprig. And the rainbow that shone in the sky is a sign of God's covenant. Enslaved in Egypt, the people of Israel had waited a very long time for God to deliver them to freedom. Their champion came in the unlikely person of Moses, who had been brought up in Pharaoh's house, has discovered that he was Hebrew by birth. God's timing, right? The Jews were given their freedom. While the journey was not an easy one, a covenant was made with God, expressed in the Ten Commandments and laws for the people to follow. So throughout time in history, God has raised up prophets to remind people to wait, to watch, to be faithful, to remember God's promises. The Messiah was coming. The Messiah would deliver and restore them. Through decades, centuries of occupation and war and conflicts and many trials, the people of Israel waited in hope. So it's about fullness of time, this waiting thing. It's about divine timing. We see in Scripture the ways in which God does assist and help. But all kinds of elements have to come together for that to be effective. Noah had to build the ark. Moses had to grow up and become a strong young man. People had to be ready to hear the prophet's call to Now, in our church calendar, we walk through Advent, preparing for the birth of Jesus. With joyful song, a sky filled with angels proclaim the news of Jesus' birth to those startled shepherds at Christmas. We welcome the Magi at Epiphany. And throughout the season of Epiphany, we've seen God revealed in Jesus every Sunday in our readings. In today's Gospel from Luke, we meet the Holy Family in Jerusalem, 40 days after Jesus was born. Under the law of Moses, this was a routine kind of thing. It was an expected trip to temple for families. Having given birth to a son, Mary was required to undergo a ritual of purification. And Jesus, as the firstborn male child, would be offered to the priest and would be presented. So the priest would give an offering to buy back the child. And that's what was happening at the presentation. And a sacrifice was made as part of this ritual, during which the couple would offer a pair of doves or a lamb. The lamb was the more expensive option. They gave doves, which gives us an idea of the simple kind of lifestyle that Mary and Joseph lived. Now, as they brought Jesus forward that day for the presentation, an elderly man approached them. His name was Simeon. He was moved by the Spirit that day to come to the temple. And as soon as he saw Jesus, he took him in his arms and said those words which we heard today, which we know so well, praising God and affirming Jesus as the one for whom he had been waiting, the light for all people, the Savior promised by God. Simeon blessed them. And despite his joy, he also had words of warning about the life that Jesus would lead and the sorrow that would come to Mary. But in that moment, as he held the baby Jesus, Simeon was filled with peace, and he was filled with hope. His long wait had ended. God had revealed to him, as promised, the special babe that would change the world. Imagine what a grace that would be to him. All that time waiting, all that time wondering, a long-held prayer, a long-held hope completed now by the babe in his arms. And now he could die knowing that the Savior of the world was here in his arms. As he spoke, they were joined by Anna, an elderly widow who was a constant presence in the temple. Anna was a woman of deep faith, deep prayer, and known as a prophet. When she saw Jesus, she too praised God, and she echoed Simeon's words. She recognized that in this baby, God's light was revealed. Their deliverer had come. Their prayers had been heard and answered. While Mary and Joseph expected a routine visit to the temple, it was a life-changing encounter for Simeon and Anna. They had touched divinity that day. They knew that this tiny baby would grow to change many lives. through him, a great divine plan was at work. Now, we've come to this from a different journey. We've not seen Jesus as a baby or as the figure who walked the hills around Galilee so long ago. We know that we're forgiven, though. We know that we have been brought into the family of God by our faith. We know that by the cross, we are worthy and loved. Like Simeon and Anna, we walk in faith and hold our hearts open to receive that which divine love offers us. So I ask this morning, what is it that you are waiting for? What are you hoping to see in your lives? Hold on to the promise that in the fullness of time, in the way that is most helpful, it will come and it will bless you. Amen.
Jesus went through Galilee, preaching and healing and showing compassion to those in need. As God comes no less today to those for whom we pray, let us offer our prayers to God, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator of all, look with favor upon the peoples of the world. In your mercy, give to all people the necessities of a dignified life.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Ruler of creation, instill wisdom and understanding among the leaders of the nations. Guide them into ways of justice and peace.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Lord of the church, gather us all into one holy communion. Give us the courage to look to you alone as the source of our unity.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Great physician, bring healing to all those who suffer in body, mind, and spirit. And we pray for those we know and love especially. And for those only known to you, inspire us to care for your gifts of healthy bodies and minds.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Spirit of the living Christ, fill us with expectation and eager longing for the coming of that day when no one will suffer, but when all will be gathered together in heavenly joy and eternal prosperity.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
God of steadfast love, you sent your Son to be the light of the world, saving people everywhere from sin and death. As Anna gave thanks for the freedom he would bring, and Simeon saw in him the dawn of redemption, complete your purpose once made known in him, and make us the vessels of his light, that all the world may be glory in the splendor of your peace. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation. The same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same way, he took the cup, saying, this is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me. Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and evermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks for joining us for today's worship service. You can learn more about the Community Catholic Church by visiting our website at communitycatholicchurch.com. Please send your prayer requests to communitycatholic@bell.net. Until next week, may you be richly blessed by the grace of God.